This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
A lot going on. Buffalo Bills getting set for the season opener Sunday night, taking on the Ravens. We do hear about what we can expect. Benford talking about Jackson.
I would say, yeah, he presents something that you got to be prepared for. But, you know, everybody got weakness. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's human at the end of the day. So, but yeah, he's a great player. So, yeah, he got to be well prepared for him.
Yeah, yeah, we do. They're a very good team. And Bill's got to be on their point. Weez, do you have predictions for this weekend, even a score?
I can't. I'll upset Bill's Mafia.
Do not think anything bad about my Bills.
If I'm an honestly betting man.
I'll take honest.
I don't think so this week.
But, oh, I do.
Really?
But I don't have a problem. It's a good team. They have a lot more to play for than we do because, A, it's like when we go to Kansas City and beat the Chiefs. That's how the best way I can equate it is like we go there because during the regular season because we can't beat them in the postseason. We're ramped up, and we beat them. I'm kind of feeling like – and Josh hasn't played, and we got some injuries. I'm kind of like this isn't a great matchup for week one for the Bills.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, maybe some Bills magic happens on Sunday night,
and
you're
wrong. I'm not cheering for the Bills. I'm a Bills fan. I've been going to games since I was 5 years old.
But no, I get that.
Saying, this doesn't leave me with good feelings.
Okay. All right. It's going to be a challenge. Like I said, they're a very good team. Season kicked off officially last night. Eagles over the Cowboys, 24-20. Was not an easy ride. First off, huge weather delay. Delayed 65 minutes, over an hour in the game because there was lightning close to where the game was being played. The Eagles led 24-20 with 4:44 left in the third quarter when the game was stopped, and that's the way it ended. So the game ended at 12:18 early this morning. The Eagles edging out the Cowboys 24-20 and kicking off the season officially. But there was a lot going on. Eagles defensive lineman Jalen Carter got tossed within the first few minutes of last night's game.
Like conduct, defense number 98 has disqualified him from the game.
Whoa.
15
yards. Whoa.
Automatic. First down.
So Jalen Carter, the focus and the star for the Eagles on the front line, out for the game before a snap. Here he goes. He walks there in front of Dak Prescott. Did he spit? Did he spit on him? There you go. Jalen Carter out of this game before a snap.
Okay, so Carter walked up to Dak Prescott, made some comments, some unsavory comments, and then spit on him or in his direction. A ref was nearby, witnessed it, threw a flag, and that's how it went down. So video was found of Dak spitting in the direction of the Eagles shortly before Carter was doing it. So this could have been a back-and-forth thing, but the ref saw what the ref saw. And,
yeah, but wouldn't that be, that's an ejection, really? Like, how about a warning?
No, or you got to spitting sit on somebody? Come on. I did see that. I was like, keep it classy.
Yeah, keep it classy.
I don't know. I would like I would have given them a first or second down, and then, I don't know, I'd like to see what would have happened. You know, they're all, like, wound up.
Well, they did get first down, but the ejection happened as well. So there was that. Last night, Jesse Pegula facing Sabalenka and is out. It was a rematch of last year's championship match. Pegula lost that match a year ago. and lost again Thursday night at Arthur Ashe Stadium. So she is out for the U.S. Open. That is great that she made it that far. Mm-hmm. Tough loss last night. That game, that last match, I think went some 3 hours or some ridiculous amount of time last night. They ended in the wee hours of the morning. And finally, today, word is Darth Vader's lightsaber, the auction we were telling you about a few weeks ago, it has set a record for a Star Wars item, something from the movie memorabilia. It was Darth Vader's screen-used lightsaber from The Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi, sold for over $3.6 million. Happened in Los Angeles last night. This now becomes the highest valued piece from the Star Wars franchise ever up for auction. $3.6 million. Plus fees. That's it for your news and views. Time right now is 6:28.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.